Lovers Lane is hiring at most locations for full and part-time key holders. I know there's always more to know, and we'll train you on everything. Apply online at loverslane.com or go to the location of your choosing to fill out a paper application.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
Going on right now through Friday and in-store only. For Women's Health Awareness Month, you receive 25% off everything pink. And all month long, when you spend $50, you get a free lingerie bag.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Intimacy Advisor podcast. My name is Haley. I'm a romance specialist in our stores. I'm an intimacy expert online, and I'm the host of our lovely podcast, the Intimacy Advisor podcast, here with Lovers Lane. I can't believe today is episode 51. That's crazy to me. Next week, it's going to be 52. That is kind of officially our full year, even though we had our year-long episode just the beginning of September. But I'm really thankful that you guys are joining us today and listening as always. And today we're talking about an episode actually that I haven't dedicated an episode on yet, and that is breast and chest stimulation, all things that is actually a major erogenous zone. But usually when you think an erogenous zone, people usually go right to genitals, and you know, it's thought of the most, but nipple and chest stimulation is all the same amount of fun, because truth be told, you can orgasm from that area. But I definitely do believe that when you put it alongside of some genital stimulation with nipple stimulation, it is so much easier to get to your orgasm. But can you orgasm from just your nipples stimulated? The answer in short is yes here, but dang, it really does require a lot of patience and sometimes a lot of training on your body, because when you are stroking your body to get to that orgasm, and I mean, for the most part, that everyone that I'm talking about here, it's going to be on your genitals. But when you start incorporating some nipple play into that, then you can almost train your body into be like, oh, we really like this. And when you just focus on that nipple area, then yeah, it takes a hot minute, but you absolutely can have an orgasm, because all that it is nerve endings there. And if you haven't tried it just yet, but you're looking for the opportunity, I'm saying go for it. Today, I'm going to take you through some products that are made to perk up the nipples, to suck or to pull the area so that you can bring some excitement into the bedroom. Or hey, if you're looking for a new sensation for solo play. And if the goal that you have set is a nipple orgasm, I know it's possible. I know I have friends that have sworn it's happened and experts have seen it happen, but I will tell you, it doesn't come as easy, pun intended, than our genital orgasms. So if you're incorporating maybe like some nipple flicking or rubbing or caressing into like oral sex, that is also a great way to keep vaginal moisture, to keep a lot of natural lubrication, to keep a stronger, harder erection. So using a different type of stimulation or foreplay or, you know, anything to kind of like keep juice pumping or keep blood flowing, nipple stimulation is perfect for that. Now, just a disclaimer here is that I do also hear a lot of people that it kind of does the opposite effect using anything made for nipple play. Some people, instead of getting turned on or aroused by nipple play, they're actually really turned off by it. So it's kind of interesting just how all of our bodies are so different. I would say that most people kind of fall in the middle ground. Like, they don't hate it, but they definitely, like, it's not the number one thing that they want caressed or touched. So I always like suggest, if you have exhausted all of your toy options, or if you're not looking for maybe like a sex toy but just something different that you can bring to the bedroom, try like a feather on the nipples. Try clamps. You could try kissing, biting, or blowing the area. There's actually a lot of nipple creams. Our aphrodisiac oils are fantastic on the area because it gives like a warm with breath or kissing or biting or blowing or whatever. but some people like them rough, so clamps or piercings even. And some people like them just caressed, some people like them all left alone. And you know what? The beauty of it is that everyone's different and you get to explore bodies on your own time. Perfect, right? So I'm going to take you guys through a couple really fun products. I know I just kind of like mentioned like gels and creams and stuff, but we actually do have like nipple suction toys and different clamp styles and electrostim actually that makes clamps and a lot of just different fun things. So if you guys are not familiar, I would definitely say that our nipple clamps are probably the most popular thing that we sell for any type of chest stimulation. They're really not as intense as a lot of people make them out to be. And the ones with the little screw to the side of them, those are going to be probably the best for beginners because they are very adjustable. So if you don't want them so tight and squeezing that area, what you do is you're going to kind of rotate that little bead inside of there and it's going to lock into place of being open, so it's not an intense pinching sensation that you get. Now, where do nipple clamps go? You would think, of course, your nipples, right? No, I will tell you. So your nipple clamps, you're actually going to want to like erect the nipple, you know, so you're maybe going to massage it, or you could take an ice cube. That's a great way to get an erect nipple because of the cold on it. That works really, really well. Or put the ice cube even in your mouth and maybe give licks or something like that. That works just as well. But once that nipple is erect, the clamp goes just behind the nipple. Okay, so keep that in mind. So if you do have piercings or anything like that, don't be shy from nipple clamps, unless of course your piercings are fresh, then you might want to be a little bit shy, but they go behind your nipple, not through your nipple or not right on top of your nipple. So that's fantastic. Now there is a couple different types of clamps that can get more and more intense. So if you're maybe loving the ones that are adjustable, I suggest kind of tightening up that adjustment before going into a more intense kind. So you're gonna, you know, eventually make it so they just will clamp down by themselves. And then after that, we have these ones that are stainless steel. So that's what's great about them is that you can dip them in the warm water, the cold water, and actually bring temperature plate into it. But what they look like is almost like a clothespin, except for they are made of stainless steel. So they are absolutely a little bit more intense, but great to explore if you want a heavier pinch. And then kind of like working our way down the ladder for the people that like a little bit more of a tugging sensation or just a little bit more pain, that is going to be something like a weighted nipple clamp. So these are not quite as adjustable as some other ones that I would suggest for beginners, but what they also have additionally on them is literally weight. So, you know, kind of like an ankle weight, how that weighs you down and makes your workout a little bit more intense. That's kind of exactly what's going on here, is that their weight's attached to your clamps, so it's going to give a little bit more of a pulling, and it's absolutely going to intensify the squeeze that you get there too. So that's a really, really cool, something fun to try. I mean, don't go crazy right in the beginning unless you have tried it before and know that that's a sensation that you like. Now, there's also like a lot of suction toys too, and the reason why you might want to use something like a suction toy is if you don't like a pinch or if you don't like a nibble or something, but you do enjoy like a suckling, or if you really don't have a lot of sensation in your nipples at all and maybe it's a feeling that you would like to explore. I know, you know, with breastfeeding and things like that, then we can actually lose sensation in our nipples. So you're not alone if you're having that feeling. So with something like a suction, there's all different kinds. There are some that are very intense and there's some kinds that really hardly have a suction at all. It's just a little tease. And those ones are kind of fun. They look like the backs when you get those erasers that kind of go onto your pencil. That's almost what they look like, but they're hot pink and we sell them all the time. They're actually really good for clitoral play too, if you want a little bit of a suckling feeling there, maybe before a toy or before intercourse. So anyway, if you wanted to try more of a suction one, there's a few that are automatic too. There's one that is really great that has, it's called the Titillator. It's crazy how things go in like a phase or a trend in our store, because that used to be one of our most popular products. And sometimes, you know, it just sits there for a while, and sometimes they fly off the shelf. It's just so interesting. But anyway, so this toy, it has that elastomer to it. So very soft and stretchy, and it actually like rotates on the nipple. So it kind of brings a stimulation there. But all the while, it's going to be an automatic like, and it kind of like pulls at that area. So with that, it's going to perk up all the blood flow, and it's going to bring all the blood flow right to the surface of the nipple. So when that comes off and your partner is stroking that area, way, way more sensitive. It's a great little toy to explore. And I know that I talk about this toy all of the time, guys, but the womanizer on nipples is a whole different level, because you don't have that straight kind of suction that's going to go. It actually kind of grabs, releases. So it's a lot more of like a type of sensation. And I know that sounds a little bit funny, but it's the best way I can describe it. So that, like, if you're using it for foreplay on nipples, fantastic. For even during intercourse or foreplay, or use it even with your massage oil. Wow, like, it's great, just universal toy to have. As far as creams go, I know I kind of touched on some nipple cream. We do sell nipple nibblers, and if you have not heard of this, this is a really fun product to check out. It comes in a ton of different flavors, and yes, they are edible, but they are kind of like a nipple balm. It's more of a Vaseline, so you can use it on nipples, of course, and it's going to leave a great flavor for your partner. But something like this too also does have a little bit of a stimulant in there. It's more of like a menthol base, so it helps to cool and perk up all that blood flow. Awesome for nipple play. A lot of people do use this for clitoral play and just for actually like a lip balm too, because you have a little bit of that menthol in there. So aside from products, and these are great things that if maybe one of the things or something kind of stood out to you, go check it out, see if, you know, see it up close, see if it might be something that you would be interested in. If the goal here is a nipple orgasm, I know that I kind of mentioned this in the beginning of the episode, but I'm just going to talk about it one more time, because it is not the easiest process. I mean, for some people, if you have crazy, crazy sensitive nipples, like, that's amazing. And probably, yes, you will have a lot easier time achieving something like a nipple orgasm, which is so awesome. But if you do not have super hyper sensitive nipples and you want to see if you can make your body orgasm from this type of stimulation, set aside some time and maybe some fun products and maybe a sexy movie or something that you would like to watch. But take time to have your whole body stimulated, okay? So make sure that you do kind of focus on genitals just for a little bit and pump that blood flow there. But your nipples, those, all that it is different nerve endings. So it's a whole different playground. So pull, tug, caress, pinch, and see what sensations are right for your body, and then continue and build up and make it more intense, whatever sensations that you like, until you kind of edge your body a little bit, maybe with genital play, and then try to release it through a nipple orgasm. And let me know how that goes for you guys. I'm so intrigued if you've like experienced nipple orgasm, or if you're like a veteran, you do this all the time, please reach out to me and tell me your secrets, tell me your favorite products. I'm so intrigued with something like this, especially I've just been reading so much about it, and it's awesome. I know that I have some customers that have talked to me about their experiences, but if you are someone I haven't talked to before, I am interested. Let me know all about it. My email is Haley, it's Haley at loverslane.com. I am also on Instagram under Intimacy Advisor Pod. We are on Twitter under IA_pod. And of course, you can reach out to me on Facebook too. We are under Intimacy Advisor Podcast. Give this episode or any of the episodes a review, a like, a subscribe, and I will be talking to you all again next Monday. Bye-bye. Lovers Lane, Lovers Lane, Lovers Lane.
couples that play together stay together.